morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students nationwide in the 8th edition of his Pariksha Pe Charcha program at 11 a.m. today on multiple platforms, including Doordarshan. The Prime Minister will interact with students, parents and teachers to offer insights on exam preparation, stress management and personal growth. The program will be telecast live on Akashwani, Doordarshan, Swayam, Swayam Prabha, the PMO YouTube channel and social media channels of the Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries.
With over 5 crore participation, this year's program exemplifies its status as a Jan Andolan, inspiring collective celebration of learning. Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 will feature 7 insightful episodes, bringing together renowned personalities from diverse fields to guide students on essential aspects of life and learning. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh resigned yesterday, submitting his resignation to Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla. Sri Biren, who has led the BJP government in Manipur since 2017, stepped down amid ongoing political developments and months of unrest and internal party politics in the state.
The internal party politics over the leadership of the state BJP government has been taking place for many days in the state. Sri Biren chaired a meeting with the MLAs of ruling party at CM Secretariat Imphal. Afterward, he met the governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, at Raj Babul in Imphal. There, he submitted his resignation paper to the governor. Meanwhile, the 7th session of the ongoing 12th Manipur Legislative Assembly is scheduled to commence from tomorrow. JJ Thoksom, Akashwani News, Imphal.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that 95,000 new vacancies will be completed soon in railways. Talking to media persons at Bettiah Junction in Bihar yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said that these new jobs will be additional to the recently held 1.5 lakh railway recruitments in the country. He said with the great response for Namo Vande Bharat trains, the railway has decided to enhance its production. The union minister said his ministry has decided on a big-ticket investment from the government site in Bihar with an investment worth 95,500 crore rupees. The 12th edition of Nagaland football tournament will be held from 11th to 14th of this month at Jaluke in Perin district. The tournament will be hosted by Perin District Veteran Football Association under the aegis of Nagaland Veteran Football Association. Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports, S. Kyoshu Yimkyung, will attend the inaugural function as chief guest, while General Secretary of Tenimi Union, Dr. Tumdai Nume, will grace the closing ceremony as the guest of honour. Altogether, 6 teams from Kohima, Dimapur, Newland, Mokokchung, Mon and Perin districts will vie for the coveted title of the championship. The organising committee has informed that cash prizes will be awarded to the champion, runner-up and semi-finalists. Lodging and fooding will be provided by the Perin District Veteran Football Association, including mattress for the participants. However, all participants have been requested to bring their own bedding and basic accessories. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the 5-day Aero India show, set to begin in Bengaluru today, will not only showcase India's defence capabilities, but also inspire the younger generation to innovate and dream big. Addressing the media persons before the curtain Razor event of the Aero India show in Bengaluru, the Union Minister said that Asia's biggest show will strengthen partnerships, forge collaborations with friendly countries and help our MSMEs and startups to be part of the global supply chain. He informed that the government has taken various steps to make India self-reliant and has achieved a record domestic defence production of over 1.27 lakh crore rupees.
We have taken our missile development program to new heights. From the advanced variants of the Agni missile, the Astra missile system and the Pinaka missile system to the cutting-edge hypersonic missile system and the Akash air defense system, we have built numerous success stories. These achievements have played a crucial role in strengthening our defense sector, making India more self-reliant and secure.
With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a good day.